About 3 hours ago I left Sydney, and I'm now well past Newcastle, heading north. Dropped in to visit some friends on the way home. The whole Sydney experience is now over. That time in Fox working on the movie is finished, and I'm really glad to be heading home. I'm a little bit homesick, and I'm looking forward to getting back to my own environs and getting together with my friends, my social group, seeing my daughter again, who's back from a six-month trip in the US who I haven't seen in longer than that, and getting back to my life. Yeah, it's been great. It's been great going to Sydney and working on the movie for those 4 and a bit weeks, but it's not home. Sydney is not where I live. It's where I visit from time to time, and I enjoy it for that reason, but I can't honestly say I enjoy living in Sydney. It's a hard town. I think, like most huge cities around the world, they're pretty tough places to live. Not a lot of room for breathing. You've got to be head down and bum up, working very diligently to survive in them, because it's a bit of a rat race, isn't it? Whereas there are other communities around the world where you can actually spend a bit of time and enjoy yourself and, you know, chill, not have to be so frenetic. I've always said that Sydney's a place where if you own your property outright and you earn in excess of $100,000 a year, you can have a good lifestyle. But if you don't fit that criteria, it's a pretty tough town, and you have to have your nose to the grindstone most of the time. And for somebody who only visits Sydney, that's okay. But if I was living there, it'd be very much that situation. I saw that amongst all my contemporaries working on the movie, actually. A lot of them are not in a situation whereby they're totally financial, and the film industry is not good at helping people to be financial because of the intermittent nature of work and income that I mentioned previously on these audio booths. It's very difficult to get on top of it. Of course, there are a few people, but not a lot. So I'm making my way north, and it's all over. And I'm going to spend a bit of time with my friend Paul for afternoon tea, and I'll get back to you with a little bit more information shortly. And a moment later for you, but a couple of hours later for me, I've spent that time with Paul, and I'm now back on my way, heading north. And I suppose I just want to wrap up and say that the whole experience has been good, but it's nice to be heading out and heading home. I said when I was in Berlin earlier in the year that Brisbane is a wonderful lifestyle, and that's very much the point I'm making. And I'm looking forward to getting back to that lifestyle. I'm going to stay overnight, partway up the road with another friend. I've got about another 4 hours driving ahead of me now, and then I'll do the rest of the driving in a day or two's time. I don't know how long I'm going to be staying with Brett tonight. I'll finish doing the trip over the next couple of days. That's the good thing about this lifestyle. I am my own free agent, and I can do whatever I like. Like I said, I might be unemployed, but at least I have my life, don't I? So it's really quite good in that regard. So the film is all over. I think I'll get back to you. I want to explain to those of you who listen a little bit about how the film industry works and the way the actual films are made. It's things that I've learned over the years that I didn't fully understand, but I'll do that on another audio boo. But I'm heading north, and it's time to move on to the next part of my life. I wonder what's going to happen. I actually have no idea what I'm going to be doing in a week's time. Absolutely no idea at all. Sort of exciting in a way. Let's see.